Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. I just want to jump on here and just do a quick little podcast episode for you all. So let's begin. So unless you've been living underneath a rock, I'm pretty sure most of you all have heard the news that OJ Simpson, the once football icon, you know, disputed murderer, has died today of cancer at age 76. Normally I will play you all a clip from like Entertainment Tonight or NBC detailing his life, but again, because you know Spotify changed everything around, I'm still trying to figure out some things about how some things work on here. So I'm just gonna read from you all his accomplishments before the infamous 1994 trial. So O.J. Simpson, before that trial, he really was a sports icon. He played in the NFL for 11 seasons. He was primarily with the Buffalo Bills. He is considered one of the greatest running backs of all time. He's actually in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and in the College Football Hall of Fame. He played football for the USC Trojans. He's won the Heisman Trophy, which is like the big trophy that you can win as a college athlete in football. And he was the first overall pick in the NFL draft from 1969. And then he went to acting because, you know, during that time, a lot of these athletes, they were popular enough, they were going into acting and doing TV shows and stuff. And he did The Towering Inferno, he did The Klansman, he was even in Roots, the original Roots. You know, these were like little small character bits, but he popped up. You know, his big claim to fame in acting was the Naked Gun series, which I've seen because my granddad was a fan of those. He did a lot of these running commercials where he would run through the airports and stuff. And, you know, in the 1970s and 80s, you know, OJ was the man. Then that trial happened where he was accused of killing his former wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ron Goldman. And even though he beat that trial, it's like, ironically, everything went downhill for him. And that trial, it really did change, you know, American society. I wasn't born when that trial happened. I was born in 1996. And, you know, at my job earlier today, there were people talking about, the older people were talking about him dying and what they remember from him. And a lot of them do remember him playing football. A lot of them do remember the Naked Gun series. A lot of them do remember him being in Roots. They remember them commercials. They remember all of that. But for me and people my age, that's all I know him from is that trial. Like, that trial is his legacy. And, you know, I think people talk about what's the greatest takeaway from that trial. And that, to me, is one of the greatest takeaways, even on his death, is that most people remember him for that trial. You know, because that trial, it literally read like a movie script. You know, the Bronco case. The prosecutors, how the witnesses reacted on the stand. Again, I wasn't born, but there's been so many movies and TV shows and documentaries that came out about it that even if you weren't born, you can actually go and look at it. Hell, you can even go online and look at some of the reactions to when he was found not guilty. And you know, that's that miniseries FX did called American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, where Cuba Gooding Jr. was playing O.J. I will say that is one of the greatest miniseries I have ever heard, because all the actors look just like the characters. And thankfully, a lot of the people are still around and alive. So even when you was watching it, it came off authentic. Because that trial, it made people household names, and these people are still working in our household names. Alan Dershowitz, Robert Shapiro, you know, the Kardashians, Johnny Cochran, even though he's alive, that name still rings a bell to certain people. Sean Holly, that's where she got her start from, because she was working underneath as a paralegal to Johnny Cochran on this case. Christopher Darden, Marsha. You know, all of these people are still household names and are still working. Harvey Levin, who started TMZ, he was a court reporter. That's really where he got his start at. You know, even in urban media, you know, Wendy Williams talked about this case, Tom Joyner, Steve Harvey. A lot of these people really blew up off of this case, and this is one of the first trials that were televised. Back in the day, they didn't used to televise trials like that, but this was televised, and you can see how it has influenced not only reality TV, but even high-profile court cases. I mean, hell, last year, we had Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, and that was publicized, and it was televised, and people were literally watching it all day long, and I'm assuming that's how it was with O.J. Simpson. And it was probably even more intense because there wasn't that many channels or that many, you know, other media. Streaming didn't exist in the 90s. So you had no choice but to, you know, if you turn on your TV, that's what the trial would be on. Sorry, y'all. You know I gotta drink my tea. Even, you know, the trial really did influence that. And we see it even today with Donald Trump and his millions of court cases and how, you know, there's arguments about whether the court, whether the trial should be televised or not. You could trace that to the O.J. Simpson trial. But, you know, a lot of people do focus on the race, how race played into that trial. Because, again, if you do research on that trial, you know, in the 90s in LA, where the trial was held, you know, it was a hotbed of, you know, racial conflicts. 2 years before that, the police officers who beat up Rodney King were acquitted of that, and that led to the infamous Rodney King riots, where, you know, Bill Clinton famously had to call in the National Guard to put it down. The lead prosecutor, Marsha, even said that people told her they would not find him guilty because the jury was scared of riots happening again. That, to me, is just wow. And again, we see that kind of today. I mean, I'm not going to act like that. In 2020, that was the year of damn riots. And you know, even when some of these court cases, luckily, you know, no one was rioting after, you know, some of these verdicts were handed out, because some people were found guilty and some people were not found guilty. But that's a conversation for another day. But, you know, if you ever watched The People versus O.J. Simpson, that is a concern for some people that, you know, there'll be riots if they were to find him guilty. You know, of course, you have Johnny Cochran and, you know, the infamous, if the glove don't fit, don't acquit. But if you watched a bunch of documentaries that came out about this case, there are a lot of stuff the jury did not know. You know, that in 2016, they did a documentary series called OJ in America, and that one was also somewhat good because it revealed a lot of stuff about OJ Simpson and that trial. And before then, and you can even read some articles in Jet Magazine about this, O.J. Simpson really didn't hang out with that many black people. He was, you know, firmly with white people. He was immersed into white culture. That's why when you went into his house, he mostly had pictures of him with white people and white women. He didn't have that many people, pictures with black people, unless they were his family. And Johnny Cochran went into his house when the jury had to walk through the house that him and Nicole shared. Johnny Cochran infamously, you know, changed pictures and inserted pictures of black people all in his house. So, you know, that trial really showed how good it is if you are being accused of something, how good it is to have a cunning lawyer on your side, because Johnny Cochran was the best. I know people love to give all the credit to Robert Kardashian, the Kardashian father, but Johnny Cochran really was the brains behind all that. He really was. But you know, that really did show how divided America was on race and racial lines. And you know, that really persists to this day. Anytime a popular black man is accused of something, there's always usually a racial divide. You see that with P. Diddy going on right now, because there are a bunch of black people feeling like P. Diddy is being set up. You saw that with Michael Jackson. You saw that with R. Kelly. You saw that with Bill Cosby. That's always a belief that the powers that be are trying to get a rich black man. And that was the belief with O.J. Simpson. I think really, you know, for me, especially when you look at that trial, I think it showed the ugliness and humanity because the trial became so sensationalized. And you had people, you know, some of these witnesses became famous for acting like jackasses and fools on the stand. That, you know, it really helped sensationalize court trials, and it got to the point where people forgot that, you know, two innocent people lost their lives. Like Ron and Nicole Brown Simpson, they were murdered really bad. Like Nicole, you know, it wasn't just a stab and a shot. No, like they were butchered. Like if you ever actually read details, Nicole Brown, you know, her head almost was decapitated. That's how bad, you know, she was murdered. This trial also, because the internet is just going and building up at this time, and there were forums dedicated to this trial, just like there are today on Reddit, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Lipstick Alley, etc. There are whole threads still dedicated to this trial, and there have been a bunch of conspiracies that's popped up. You know, me personally speaking, I think that people just couldn't handle that a black man got off. You know, right or wrong, I think that's why there's so many conspiracies around this. There's people saying Nicole Brown was involved with the Colombian Mafia, because allegedly she had a bad cocaine problem. There's people saying that his oldest son with his first wife did it. There's people saying that OJ, of course, paid somebody, that OJ was also in the mob. You know, there's so many conspiracies, and these conspiracies exist to this day. They do. They still exist to this day. And that just really shows you the power of the internet. Because a trial that's 30 years old still exists in people's minds, again, to this day. But like I said, the interesting thing about this case was, even though OJ was found not guilty, after that, it's like everything went downhill in his life. He never bounced back from that trial. He infamously wrote a book called If I Did It, and Ron Goldman's family sued him, and they got all the proceeds from that book. And he couldn't pay it off because, of course, he wasn't really making money like that. So he had to sell off his stuff. He tried to get his stuff back, held the people at gunpoint, and was sentenced to 10 years. He actually got out in 2017, and he was going on Twitter giving his opinions about different things like transgenders in sports and with the Will Smith slap. You know, like he was becoming a fixture again on social media, just giving his opinions. But you know, I wasn't shocked that he died of cancer because if you look at him, you know, he looked kind of frail as the years went on. But you know, again, you know, looking at the reactions to his death, that trial really is his legacy. Most people are not talking about his acting career, which, you know, was impressive. You know, most people are not talking about his football career, his college career, because he was a trailblazer. the fact that he got endorsements like that off the spot, you know, now you see all these athletes in endorsements. Back then, you didn't really see athletes doing endorsement deals like that, where your name is associated with a particular product. But OJ kind of did lead the path for that. But most people only know him for that trial. You know, also, I don't like how people are harassing the families of Nicole Brown Simpson, Ron, and Khloe Kardashian, because in that OJ Made in America documentary, a lot of stuff came out in that documentary, such as the fact that OJ and Nicole were swingers, and that they was having sex orgies and stuff, and that OJ slept with Kris Jenner, who was Robert Kardashian's wife, Kim Kardashian's mom, and there's rumors that Khloe is his biological daughter. Now, Khloe has denied it, and she doesn't really speak on that, but I don't like how people are flooding that girl's Instagram with, you know, RIP to your real dad and stuff, because that's just so insensitive. I don't like how people are, you know, trying to find Nicole Brown's family on social media and harass them. I see people are even mad that, you know, Ron Goldman's dad came out and said, you know, that he's not sad that OJ died. And actually the family has came out and said they're requesting the rest of his assets to pay for that judgment all the way from 2003. Let me go to the neighborhood talk, because that's where I'm getting this information from. Yeah, it says Ron Goldman's family wants any of O.J. Simpson's assets or funds that can settle the remainder of the $33.5 million judgment O.J. was previously ordered to pay. Because O.J. had only paid $132,000 over the years. And some people are mad about that, but you know what? These people are human. If they feel like O.J. killed their son, of course they're not going to have happy feelings about him. Of course they're not going to say R.I.P. No, they're not. So, you know, some people getting mad at that need to, you know, use common sense. These people have not liked that man ever since that not guilty verdict came out. So you best believe they damn sure not going to be sad and crying tattoo tears over him dying. They're not. Hell, even Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, who's Kris Jenner's ex-husband, came out and said good riddance. Because Caitlyn was close to Nicole. You know, this, him passing really does beg the question. When an infamous person passes, how should you mourn or talk about their life? Me personally speaking, I think you have to talk about the good and the bad. But again, because social media doesn't allow for nuances like that exist in life, it's like some people want to talk about the good stuff about him. Other people want to call him a murderer and say they hope he rot in hell, which is their choice. And you know, me personally speaking, I want to talk about the whole person. Because O.J. Simpson was a complicated man. A lot of other stuff came out in that O.J. Made in America documentary. The fact that his father was a gay man who was a drag queen. And, you know, LJ was embarrassed by that as a teenager and was slightly homophobic as a result of that. You know, the evidence of him beating up Nicole, the 911 calls, the scratches and bruises and you know, and bumps from that, and you know how the NFL famously covered that up, how the LAPD covered that up. That stuff didn't come out until after the trial. You know, there are some people wondering, does he have CTE? Which is, you know, brain injuries from playing football, because back in the day, a lot of these older football players are being diagnosed with CTE because, you know, back in the day, the helmets that the football players had were not like the helmets today, and a lot of them were getting hit in the head, you know, again, all these brain bleeds, and that does affect your behavior. The brain controls your body, so if it's damaged, it will affect your behavior. You know, these are things that have to be taken into consideration. But one thing's for certain is O.J. Simpson really did represent a lot about American society. That yes, you can come from a poor, humble background and get all this fame and glory. That yes, you can, you know, hurt people. That yes, you can appear one way to somebody and another way to another. That yes, if you are a part of a minority, that you know, when something bad happens or you do something bad, it does seem like, you know, the system wants to punish you one way or the other. And yes, it does show that, you know, if you are a woman and you are married to a powerful man, that you know, the world won't always come to your rescue or side with you. O.J. Simpson represented all of that. And you know, that's why, again, 30 years later, that trial still lives on in people's minds, even if you are like me and you wasn't born when it happened. But that's my little thoughts for the day on that. On that note, I'm your boy D, and I hope you enjoyed this Piping the Hot Tea, and everyone have a blessed night.